Penguin Random House Audio presents Neighbor Love Yourself. Discover your value. Live your worth. Foreword written and read by Bob Goff. This is the author, Brian Crum. To Maggie and Casey, who have made a story worth telling.
Foreword. I love flying seaplanes. They come in handy for my wife, sweet Maria, and me, since they're the only way to get to one of the places we live. You've probably seen planes like this. They look like they have two canoes strapped to their feet in places where wheels would normally be. I guess someone realized wheels don't work well in water and made the change. Many of us are like seaplanes who have forgotten about our flying ability. Most of us have spent so much time floating on the water or tied to the dock that we've missed out on the great wealth in our wings. Seaplanes have value in the water, but if they remain there, they will never experience the heights and places they were meant to reach. It would be easy for a seaplane to feel like a lousy boat. I know it's a silly thought since the plane was never intended to be a boat, but it occurs to me that many of us live out a logic just as silly when we settle for a life less than the one God intended us to live. The world can throw a lot of water at us, and in the deluge of untruth, it's easy to convince ourselves we're lousy boats when in reality, God made us something else entirely. Like the two canoes strapped to the bottom of my seaplane, I've discovered two waterproof truths to keep us afloat. First, our current surroundings don't dictate our worth. And second, we don't have to stay in a place we don't belong. When we get clear on the value God sees in us, it changes how we see ourselves. It's like finding wings in a life you thought was meant only for the water. God loves us, but too many of us don't love ourselves because of the things that have happened to us or because of where we find ourselves afloat. The good news is that we don't have to stay in those waters. I think you're going to love the brilliant perspective of this book. My friend Brian and I have spent a lot of time discussing the mystery of what makes us valuable. Brian has a way of making you laugh, think, and sometimes cry, all to discover what God wants you to know about yourself. This book will entertain you, but more importantly, it will enrich you. These chapters will change how you see value in yourself and help you understand the ways God has equipped you that you probably haven't realized. The one note Brian continually plays in his piece of music is something we all need to put on repeat. Brian reminds us we are priceless because of our worth in Jesus. Most of us haven't seen anything close to that kind of value in ourselves yet, which is why a book like this is important. God loves us in any state, but since we're a lot like seaplanes, understanding the value God has placed inside will help us to get places in life that we might have considered totally off the grid. I'm proud to be part of Brian's debut because I think we will see a lot more of his words in the world, and those words are the kind that lift us out of the deep waters and up into the heights. In aviation terms, the pages that follow are a flaps up, full throttle, buckle your seatbelt discovery of all the value God has given you. You are in for a fun flight. Bob Goff, New York Times bestselling author.
Introduction. We aren't missing any parts. Years ago, an Italian man named Ferruccio had a successful agriculture equipment business. Ferruccio's expertise mainly involved designing tractors, but he knew he could use his skills to develop a high-powered performance luxury car. At the time, Ferrari was the absolute standard, a well-known name in the industry. Still, Ferruccio approached Enzo Ferrari anyway and suggested ways Ferrari could improve the performance of his world-renowned car. Ferruccio believed the clutch on the Ferrari was too small for the powerful vehicle. Clutches kept burning out, and Ferruccio saw this as a design flaw. Enzo Ferrari insulted anyone would suggest his beloved cars had a design problem, did not respond positively to Ferruccio. Ferrari said, "You are a tractor driver. You are a farmer. You shouldn't complain driving my cars because they're the best cars in the world." Ferrari, known for his temper, exploded. "The clutch is not the problem. The problem is you don't know how to drive a Ferrari, and you break the clutch." Enzo was loud and animated and told Ferruccio he should stick to making tractors. Because he knew he had the skill to design and build a high-performance car, Ferruccio wasn't discouraged. After being told he should stick to building tractors, Ferruccio manufactured the first version of his car, a 350 GTV that bore Ferruccio's last name, Lamborghini. Lamborghini was convinced Ferrari had a design problem. More specifically, he thought Ferrari's cars were missing a piece of equipment. But Ferrari didn't think his cars were missing anything. He thought Lamborghini just didn't know how to drive them. Two titans of the car industry, one with a design flaw and one with a driving problem, were both wondering about each other's wiring. Have you ever wondered about your wiring? There's a good chance someone listening to these words has doubts about their design. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're the person who feels unequipped, who thinks life is a problem and you're inferior to solve it. Maybe you feel like cards are missing in the hand life has dealt you. The marriage hasn't worked or the career hasn't gone well, and the face you see in the mirror doesn't look happy. Less than confident, you wonder if you are missing something and ask yourself, is there something wrong with my design? There's also a chance someone listening to these words has a driving problem. Maybe your engine is on, your career is going well, your family is healthy, and your bank account too. You've never had issues finding first gear, and you're someone who has felt the fast speeds of success, but you have no idea how success is supposed to carry you to the life God destined for you. Unfulfilled, you stare blankly when life asks its biggest question, what's it all about? There's a good chance someone listening to these words is in a third category, because you have a disconnect. You don't have driving problems because you aren't driving. Your car is still and the engine is cold. You haven't questioned your design because you haven't discovered it. You live unaware, not knowing you are divinely sophisticated. Unaware of the potential heaven has handed you, you haven't yet thumbed the ignition switch to the life God intended for you to have. Some of us don't realize we possess high-powered vehicles. A high-performance vehicle we can't drive isn't much use, and a vehicle whose design we don't understand won't take us very far. All three scenarios stem from not knowing how God wired us. Each yields the same result, a self that doesn't feel special and a life you don't love. This book is for people in all three categories because so many of us are not living the powerful life God intended. God designed us with all the necessary components to experience lives we love. Still, most of us don't know how to operate the equipment, don't understand our capabilities, or simply don't realize what equipment we already possess. God designed us to exist in a paradise called the Garden of Eden, where we were happy, full of purpose, and close to our Creator. We know about Eve and Adam eating the apple and understand God kicked them out of the garden. We read of God sentencing the serpent to slither on its belly, and we envision the angels guarding Eden's gates with flaming sword. But we've missed one crucial piece. God removed humans from the garden, but he never removed anything from humans. God never reconfigured our original design. The components for experiencing happiness, harnessing purpose, and living close to our Creator are still inside us in the places He first installed them. Each feature is a piece of divinely sophisticated hardware bearing the fingerprints of the one who connected it. Over time, our extraordinary parts have become buried on the inside, resulting in ordinary living on the outside. We see the results as we look over the landscape of our lives. We lack happiness and struggle to find purpose. The disconnect we feel from God shows itself in one
sample complete. Ready to continue?